Oh, here we go. This is it. We got it. It's The Hobby with Cage, my 72nd episode. I can't believe that I've done these this long and not had this guest on. And, I mean, you know, we've had Bullpen LA on, and you guys know me. You know me pretty well. I'll try to call it like it is. You know, there are some companies where there's a, you know, there's somebody behind the scenes kind of pulling all the strings. That's who I have today. You know, Mitch is the smiling face. Mitch is Mitch is the he's the model, you know, that they put on the front of the catalog, right?
Exactly.
He's the 10. He's gorgeous, right? But what I have behind here, I got
especially
the 11.
The feet.
It's the feet. Oh, he's the feet.
He's not the face. He's the feet.
Well, now if you didn't know who we were talking about before, you know who we're talking about now. It's Bullpen LA. Sit down in the chat. I got Ty here with us. And I mean, listen, if you don't know, you will know by the end of this conversation. Bullpen runs through this individual here. This is the heartbeat of Bullpen. I don't care. I'll say it. I know it to be true. And people in the hobby know it to be true. So welcome, Ty. I can't wait to chat with what's going on at Bullpen.
I'm excited.
See, yeah, I could tell. I could tell.
I love the hobby. So I'm here. I'm smiling.
That's amazing.
I'm showing teeth. That's not great, but it's
listen,
fine.
I'm going to get you uncomfortable in your seat right off the bat, right? I don't know how you'd be uncomfortable. Look at that wall of wax behind you.
I'm in our breaking room right now.
I'm very envious. You know, it's not a good trait to be jealous, but I'm glad it's you there and not me, because I'm one of those people that would spin that chair around and just say, okay, I'm just going to open this one. I'm going to open that one. I'm just going to rip this one. I have no sealed wax.
That's good. I have such like specific taste in like what I open. So, and like everything else I buy, like I wouldn't open like Prism basketball or anything like Flawless or any of that stuff. But like, that's the kind of stuff I buy singles of personally.
This is sometimes what happens in conversations. We go left. I was going to talk about all these things, but now we have a topic.
I've gone left.
What do you open? So what is the specific taste that you like?
Well, I open a lot of women's soccer.
Okay.
Because I just think not enough of it is opened truthfully to the point where like, I can't find the singles I want all the time.
Wow. So will you be building Trinity Rodman rainbows when they're fully available?
No.
Okay.
I won't be. And there's already some out there because she was in Donruss. She was in Select. She'll be in, I think, the World Cup product, even though there's not a checklist for that. She's in Parkside products for her club team, which is the Washington Spirit. So that she has a lot of cards. I mean, Parkside, I guess, is her true like rookie autos and stuff like that.
Shout out to Matt and Parkside.
I love
Parkside. Many years ago. Oh, it had to be a couple of World Cups ago. I don't remember if it was a Goodwin or Allen and Ginter. I think it was Allen and Ginter. And I pulled an Abby Wambach auto.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. I didn't know who
collect
the was.
I
was like, who is this man? I had to look it up.
Oh no!
I had no idea what it was.
He is like the USA like leading goal scorer of all
time. Yeah, I had no clue.
Like, I mean,
that's me. I'm sorry. I had to look it up. I'm like, wow, this is just
there's a bunch of like Team USA stuff and stuff across, like, you know, you can get like Tops from the Olympic products and then Parkside for the club. Parkside actually also did a USA product for this World Cup. So. With autos, so you can get like Alex Morgan, Alyssa Thompson. I think Ashley Sanchez is on the checklist.
Do you go back at all? You get like Brandi Chastain. I mean, like
some like older Chastain autos. There's like a lot of Mia Hamm stuff. Like in Immaculate, I bought a really nice Mia Hamm Immaculate auto for when I was at the National. I bought some Abby cards at the National. I just think like Abby Wambach is like a goat, and she's like truly undervalued in the hobby.
See, and I had no idea. But listen, there are a lot of things I don't know. Like if I opened F1 right now, I would know like three names, you know, mostly soccer.
There's like, by the way, there's only 20 drivers.
I know, I could learn that. But I'm learning soccer. I opened a stadium club soccer with my son.
Oh,
he knew everybody. I don't know anybody. I had to send it to Miles, you know. LAFC Gunner.
Miles
did we get anything good?
Yeah, LAFC Gunner. Miles is goated in the soccer collecting community. So shout out to Miles. I love Miles.
So that's it. Just very specific. You'll open wax of
yeah, I open WNBA. Again, like I try, you know, I'm trying to collect and I'm doing a lot of set building around women's soccer. There's like stuff from Panini, like in 2012, Americana. I did some auto sets from that. There's a Road to France set that they did in Donruss. In 1819 Donruss, so stuff like that. I don't know.
It's funny, from 09 to 14, which, you know, weren't the greatest sport years, but obviously if I was opening baseball, I'd have some Mike Trout stuff, which would probably be valuable and the whole deal. All I did was open UFC, because that's what I was a fan of the sport. I just opened UFC sport, and yeah. I sold it all. I sold every bit of that. So much
stuff. See, that's the kind of stuff I keep. I mean, like, occasionally, like, I'll open, like, maybe a box of Stadium Club Chrome. Yep. I like Allen and Ginter for baseball. I nerd out on that stuff, like, and Goodwin for Upper Deck, so... I'll probably buy personally like a case of each of those.
Yeah.
When they come out, just
I'll be buying some Allen and Ginter too. I got to pull a Lefko auto.
Yes, I probably just buy one of those like second. I have a cool story. I don't know if I can tell you because we haven't.
Uh oh. Those are my favorite stories.
I'm gonna do like a. So this is like actually a card I bought on eBay. Like we have a friend who's like a customer, like a collector who shops with us, who was in Ginter last year. And so I bought the Chrome Super and got it graded and we're going to give it to them as a gift.
Oh, that's awesome.
So like, that's the kind of stuff, like, I don't know, like that's like fun stuff. I was like, I saw it. I was like, I'm going to win this auction. Like, I don't care. Like, this is going to get back in her hands and it's going to be like a fun thing. So
Allen and Ginter, that's what I always wanted to be in that set. That was me. I never will do anything worthy of being on a card though. You know, but eventually that would be, and I used to make a joke, which has now it's got even funnier that, you know, my former podcast mate, Andrew and I should have a dual auto in Allen and Ginter and I would sign mine and his would be a redemption. Well, now, now, we'll never get it signed. No good. But listen, that's cool. That's a little bit different about bullpen. So I mean, let's bring it back to the store. We could talk about it because I know you got some crazy stuff going on. And by the way, this is I'm not being paid for this. I don't throw this out there. Bullpen's not giving me a penny. I happen to be chatting with Mitch, who's in my one of my fantasy leagues, and I'm like, hey, you got some stuff going on at the store, I heard. And he's like, yeah, I got this. Ty would tell you about it. I'm like, tell Ty to let's get on a show and share it with the world. And that's kind of how this, I think, should work, right? So we'll figure it all out. But this is, we haven't had this conversation. I'm gonna learn as you guys are learning. But I mean, let's go right with it. You know, we open up why bullpen's a little different. Well, first things. You're buying cards of your customers and then giving it to them. That's a little different. That's a little That's a little fun. Second, I've heard, now it's a rumor, let's see whether or not this is true, but I've heard that you can actually buy cards and play basketball in your store. Is that true?
Yes. We our store that we're in now in El Segundo, 240 Center Street, we have a half basketball court. So if you sign a waiver, you got to sign a waiver, you can shoot around, come in. Sell us some cards, buy some cards, buy some wax, shoot around. Yeah. Legally, we cover ourselves here at the bullpen, you know. But no, it's fun. Like, people come in, they'll, you know, hang out, they'll go through the dollar boxes for an hour, they'll shoot around for 10 minutes, you know, open some blasters, open some hobby. We have lots of space, we have tables, like, we want people to hang out. We don't want people to just come in for, I mean, yes, like obviously we want to make sales, but you know, we want people to be able to stay here. Like they can be here for hours. We have kids who come after school. You know, we want to have that kind of environment where it's welcoming in a way that's not just about us.
So the El Segundo store is the new one that opened up. It's large. So is the thought process here, it's, you know, you're trying to be, I mean, I'll put words here. It's like a new style of store. I mean, I remember my LCS was a little dirty, a little dingy when I was a kid. Yeah. You walked in, maybe you pick up a Beckett magazine. You know, maybe you were able to open some packs. There was showcases, and there was really no room to do anything. It was kind of like very transactional. It's what my LCS is now. You go in, you get kicked out. And if another customer comes in, there's not room for both of you to stay in the store. But
yeah,
I've seen, I mean, look, we've seen updates in events. right? Yep. Trying to draw more people in and keep people there. Was that sort of the idea here? I mean, you don't put a basketball court in if you want people to leave.
Well, we ended up, the space we moved to was a private gym before.
All right.
It was like a very outdated private gym that I don't know when the last time they had clients, and it was just looking at the equipment and the rug and the color and all the other things that were, I was like, I'm redoing this, you know, from an aesthetic standpoint. We saw that. Also, I mean, we have the nicest bathrooms in the hobby. And I think we're maybe one of a few LCSs that actually has its own ladies' room, which I'm a big fan of personally.
I mean, listen, people listening to this. I mean, we have a lot of, moms and kids collectors now. And yeah, I mean, this is what happens, And there's a bonus. My LCS does not have staff.
We joke about that. We're like, yeah, we have a basketball court and we have the nicest bathroom in the hobby. And prove me wrong, people. Send me pictures of your LCS bathroom.
There we go. By the way, yes.
Challenge accepted. LCS bathroom challenge.
This is the content that I'm here for. Okay. Everyone out there, we need LCS bathrooms. Someone should be as listed, isn't it? Someone should be creating that Instagram account now. Your LCS bathroom. And just put pictures up of all my mirrors.
Just only LCS bathrooms. We'll take submissions. It'll be great.
Pretty damn terrible, actually. But I'm glad yours is one you wouldn't mind photographing.
they're not. I think we have a video on our YouTube where we kind of do like our vision for the store and like just what the store looks like and stuff, and we show the bathroom. I think at the end.
I mean, listen, it's all part of. You're gonna have people there. You're gonna have events there. It matters.
It does matter. So we have like a lounge where people can parents could go sit while their kids are going through. That's kind of in the back and nicer with couches and TVs and stuff.
It's about
an experience. It's about, having a comfortable, welcoming experience.
You know what's funny? You're saying we're going to have a lounge for the parents to sit in while the kids are going through the carts.
Vice versa.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. The last show I was at, I was trying to go through dollar binders of '90s basketball cards and pull them out. And my son is like, we have to leave this area. It's too hot. Like, I would send them to go play basketball. I'd send them to the lounge. Yeah. I'm going through the binders.
I think two trade nights ago, we had three or four kids that were with one adult, watching Disney Plus or something in the lounge. So
this makes much more sense to me. So we got a lounge. Yeah. We got a basketball court. I would imagine this type of setup allows you to have some sort of events. And I know that you were talking about having a couple of events. What's the next, big event that's going on at Bullpen that people listening to this or, hearing about this can maybe attend?
Yeah, so Saturday the 16th, which is this coming Saturday, we have an eBay trade night, eBay Collectibles Trade Night Across America event. I think it's the last one on their calendar for this year.
Okay.
There's going to be a food truck with free food. And I believe we have the Fix on Wheels, which is a great little burger truck here in LA, local. And we have, some drinks, beverages, also adults.
No Coors Light.
No
Coors Light. Love you, bitch.
A variety. I think there's some seltzers. I can't speak to exactly what they're bringing. But there's gonna be a lot of giveaways. We're doing it with eBay, but eBay is running this particular event. But we've done lots of trade nights in the past, so I have a feeling we're gonna get some new people in. I saw responses to some of their advertising that they did for this. And someone was like, can I bring my Beanie Babies? I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait to the videos I make of what weird stuff besides cards walks in the door. Cause we've gotten some, messages like, can I bring my comics? I'm like, maybe this is not the right place for that. can I bring bobbleheads? I'm like, I mean, you can maybe you can sell them to somebody, but it's mostly going to be.
Let me tell you something. If I went to a card trade night and somebody brought in some Beanie Babies, I would 100% trade my cards for some Beanie Babies. I know maybe that makes me. I mean, I'm not lying. Everybody knows me. Knows I'm not lying. There are certain ones. Inky the Octopus. that just does it for me. I'll trade for Beanie Babies, bobbleheads. I don't know about bobbleheads, but I would learn. I would learn about bobbleheads. They're a little weird. I'd learn about bobbleheads. Somebody brought a Valentino Beanie Baby, the white bear with the heart that was at the David Wells perfect game at Yankee Stadium. I'll trade for that. See, cool. Okay. That's it.
So
to each their own, Ty. To each their own.
You know what? I say bring them. Bring what you collect. Maybe you'll find people to connect with. It's this Saturday, the 16th, eBay Collectibles, Bullpen HQ.
And I heard food. There's going to be food. There's going to be drinks.
Free food. Yes. Free drinks. Everything. And there's no, you're not spending any money coming to one of our events. That's actually awesome. Something that's like really important to me in this hobby. Like we're doing some bigger, like multiple trade day things, but I don't want to charge the collector. I don't like charging the collector for things, or like we want to provide for the experience. So, you know, if you want to buy something while you're here, great, from us, or trade with us or sell to us. We're always buying cards, but it can't be what it's about. Like, so if we're about the hobby, we have to be about the hobby and the collector.
Is it true altruism, right? Is it, you know, we're not charging people trade nights, or, you know, I mean, is it, we realize that is what advances the ball, right? These are people who will bring their cards to sell to us, and that's how we do business. There are people who will trade with us, the people who will trade with other people, the people who might buy wax down the road. They might become customers. The kids might grow up and enjoy the hobby. Exactly. And they become collectors down the road. All that stuff, right?
You know, you make it accessible, and like, yes, obviously, at the end of the day, like we're a business.
Yep.
But we can be a business and also. I mean, you can be both, honestly.
Yep. Yeah. Well, you don't have to squeeze every dollar out, right? You know, you'll get the money where you get the money. You'll get the cards. We get the cards. You don't have to charge, you know, the $5 to get in. You know,
right. I don't think as many people charge for trade nights, but like trade shows and stuff. I mean, you know, it's a little bit of a different monster, but I think that we have a lot of space.
Yep.
We could do a small show, but you know, if you're paying for table space, that's one thing. But like, I don't know how I feel about paying to get in.
Right.
Like
you gotta pay to get in.
I think access is really important. And having that fee to like get into space takes away access and makes it like kind of not equitable. Like, but once you're in, then you know,
you can do. Well, listen, I think that's great. I think it's great. So if you're hearing this right, guys, Saturday, September 16th. eBay trades across America. It might be the last one of the year. Don't hold me to that. But they're going to have a trade night. And not only is there free food from a food truck, it's not only some burgers, it's going to be some adult beverages. And if you eat too much, drink too much, Ty's got a nice bathroom. So we're all set.
We have plungers. It's fine. Actually Christina gifted me a plunger. There was not a plunger in the ladies' room. Like, so I was like, why? But she sent me one of them. Her and Chris, they're like from card, like a gift from Card Letter as a plunger. So
see, that's hobby community reaching out, and they get
hobby
it.
Community.
Now you guys got to start Card like, Plunger. It's a new
card
app.
Card Plunger.
Card Plunger. Right? I mean, that's
it's like it's saving card values that ends onto the toilet. Just,
when the pop report is too high, just plunge. You know, card plunger. It's wonderful. P.S. You bring up Christina. Show off that shirt. I got Muhammad Ali. Pick this.
Oh, okay.
Not a female athlete, just an athlete. Judged by
achievements, not by gender. Listen, I think it's a fun shirt.
Here's a fun one. It's a lesson I learned myself. Every once in a while, usually Christina is the one who smacks me in the head and reminds me of this, where I'll say women in the hobby, and she says, no, I'm just a hobby participant. And that kind of goes along with your shirt. Like, recognize me for what I'm accomplishing, not as a female in the hobby, but just as someone in the hobby. And it's something that, you know, thick skull of mine, it's, you know, I got to get it through there every now and again, too. So that's why I show the shirt. It matters. So
yeah, we actually reached out to the company to see if they would let us do a version, like not for sale, but for like female collector.
Mm-hmm.
But then we realized what it sounded like when you wear a shirt that says female collector.
Correct. I was going to say, you
beat me to it. It has to say card collector.
Like, yeah.
Because it's like we don't want someone thinking we're, you know.
Right.
I think my wife would get mad if I worshipped as a female collector, but it's fine.
It's funny. My son is playing football for the first time in an organized league this weekend, and he's playing quarterback, and one of the coaches is out. So we got a message yesterday, you know, can you fill in? Can you come in a sideline? And, you know, your son's going to be the quarterback, so you might as well, you know, run the whole deal. And, you know, so my wife's telling me about all this stuff on the chat that, you know, the coaches are, you know, trying to ask me to help out. And of course, she is like, listen, you're not playing. Like, these are 10-year-olds. You're not playing. And she busts out a line from Greece, which was, but if you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter. Yes. I was like, great. Wonderful.
We've been doing some athletic supporting out here. You know, El Segundo Little League won the Little League World Series. Our home team here in El Segundo. Their manager, Danny, was actually in the other day. I got to talk to him for a bit. And actually, you know what? I think he was mic'd up like during the, you know, the championship. And he had gone and like talked to one of the pitchers. And like the way he dealt with talking to the pitchers, like as it being a kid, like, hey, you did your job. Like, don't, like how he handled it from the perspective of, you know, he's just a dad with a kid on the team. Like,
right.
He's not, you know, a professional sports manager. He has like a real job. And even though he's been doing this like for, you know, a bunch of months because they were there, you know, competing in all these different regionals and all these different things.
Wow. Like,
I mean, I think you can't lose sight of that as a parent who's, you know, managing and coaching kids. But anyway, I find him incredibly inspiring. And like their whole, they just had a victory parade over the weekend. It was wonderful.
Well, that's awesome. So that's a cool thing.
Proud of them.
One of the town over from me here, Massapequa, Long Island, the girls team made it to the softball finals. I don't think they go to Williamsport for softball, but I think it's in maybe North Carolina or something, but they played in the finals also. And people just really rally around the teams. And I mean, the kids work hard. They like you said, they play a lot of games to get there. So we got the eBay one. Anything else going on at the store?
So at the end of the month, tail end of the month, September 30th, we have a Topps Rip Night. Ooh. Topps is on September 30th all around the country. I think they'll have it on the website to say who's participating. But it's going to be trading. We're going to do like box wars, blaster wars, a lot of really fun stuff. There's always free food and drink at our events. I think this is going to be more geared towards, you know, and just general collectors, but like we want to get the kids in. So this is going to be, I think, an alcohol-free event.
no Coors Light again.
Representing the Topps brand, you know, we're not going to do that. But it's going to be. I have a lot of fun stuff that I'm cooking for that. So I know a lot of. I think there are like maybe 3 or 4 other local to LA stores that are participating.
Yep.
But if I don't have the one that's the most fun, I'm going to freak out. So
you're having fun here or else.
Other ones, like I know there's other ones like that are actually like within, you know, a few miles of us, you know, but you should stop in on the 30th because I'm like, if I don't throw the most fun, like most interesting one of these, I'm like not going to be
happy. It ruins my year.
I've ruined my whole year.
Well, listen,
so guys, I'm going to leave this night. With it's the 30th at HQ.
The 30th at your main store here. The address again?
240 Center Street.
240 Center Street. You guys could Google it, but I throw it out there anyway. So I'm going to leave you with this, right? So I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to let you take it home because very rarely do I get somebody who really is boots on the ground in the hobby to chat with. I can give my opinion, but what the hell do I know? I open cards every Friday with my son. Sometimes it's weird stuff that we open. I don't know what the hell plates and patches and plates is. I know C. Blez and the Blez's guys tell me it's the best product ever, but they tell me that every week about whatever product I'm opening.
No, that's Bowman this week. It's Bowman this week.
I'm opening Bowman. I got a Bowman this week and a plates and patches, something or other. I'm going to get the Babe Ruth 1 of 1 and I'm going to hold out for more money. I'm not taking the bounty. I'm holding
out. David Adams has
like
bounty.
$200,000 or some crazy bounty. But so I'm open.
You're taking the bounty.
Yeah, I'm taking the bounty. Okay. You better take the bounty. I'll take half the bounty. I'll take
help him. Wait.
Yeah, forget it. That's it. I'll give it away. No, but so I. But you are. You are running the shop. You're dealing with trade nights. You have insight into the end user, the consumers, the kids, the people who are buying low-end product, high-end, valuable product all over the place. Plus, you deal with the back end. You deal with the manufacturers. You deal with all this stuff. You see all of the craziness that goes on in the hobby in and of itself. You're at shows. You do shows. You plan trade nights. You see it all. So you are, I would say, very uniquely situated to answer this question. Easy one.
Oh, boy.
Oh, sir, you, trust me, I'm setting you up good.
Easy, softball, I got it. I played. It's fine.
For people who have been in the hobby for a while, or people who might watch this as their first piece of content and decide whether they want to come in or not, you know all the stuff about the hobby, behind the scenes, in front of the scenes, you name it. What are your thoughts about the hobby? What do you think is going on here? Like, are you optimistic about it? Do you have some concerns at all? Or is it just, hey, you know what? You know, we had a crazy boom. We had a little bit of rundown, and we're now at a good point, and we're going to take off from here. What are your thoughts about the hobby overall?
The hobby and its visibility is bigger post boom than it was before the boom. And I think if it's growing, that's a huge positive. And I think it is. And I think that, you know, we're doing our best to contribute to that.
Yep.
I think the manufacturers are doing their best to contribute to that in their own way.
Yep.
You know, with Fanatics Live, you know, it brings visibility. Just different stuff different companies are doing, like with athletes and promoting and stuff like that. So, look, we were in it before the boom.
Very different.
I mean, you know, talk about like trying to get out of like 18, 19, like dog products at the time. Like not even that they were bad, but like people didn't understand Fast Break yet, really. And I think it was like the second year of Fast Break products. I think we had Optic Fast Break boxes. We were like always like selling them at $90.
Yeah.
Which was like not a big margin for us, right, on the product. So, and just figuring out like how to contribute and like how to get by and stuff. And I think it's grown to the point where there's still different concerns. I mean, one of our main is like, I want to get more. Like, we're always striving to like get better allocations and more accounts and like more product and stuff like that to service the collectors. I'd like to think, you know, there's, it's scary stuff when a little bit, when there's licenses mm-hmm. where people are jumping ship, even though there are contracts.
Yep.
And it's fair. It's not both licenses. So you're like, well, okay. So we were prepared for this to happen in 2 years or year and a half or however long it is. But
so there's uncertainty now, right?
There's still a license that in a couple years is in flux. Like right. We don't know what's happening with the NFL license. Yep. The NFL license hasn't been renewed or you know, the PA obviously is moving to Fanatics, but and I know people were, you know, it was like doomsday right. when the news came out, but I mean, I think Panini has 300 individual player licenses, which yep. they will continue to make product with as long as they have the NFL license. I mean, obviously they make unlicensed baseball for the league.
Right. It just makes it tougher for somebody like you who, you know, you knew what was going on for a while. You learned it all. You were able to educate your consumers. The hobby in and of itself is a difficult thing, you know, with a learning curve to educate new people coming in. And now you're almost unable to because, you know, even we don't know what this means. I can see that adds a wrinkle of kind of uncertainty to, you know, to the outlook 100%. But overall, optimistic? Like the space?
I'm optimistic about the hobby in general. I love the hobby. Yep. I like, it's like my whole life. Yep. I mean, it's become my life. When I met Mitch and I was like, yeah, I liked different interesting investments like art and different stuff. And I was like, okay. He was like looking for a partner and like a new space. And I was like, I can help with this and kind of bring some more elements online. And he had to move and all these things. And I was like, okay, yeah, like I will invest in your business and I'll be a fully passive participant. I'm like not getting too involved. I'll give some direction and help and like do whatever on the stuff that like I know, right? Yeah, well, that worked out. So
yeah, it worked out. Lucky for him. You're in for the long haul. Listen, guys, this is Ty. If you didn't know her, you know her now. Bullpen LA. We got the address three times here. Look him up if you didn't get it, or just play it again. But September 16th, eBay is going to be there. Free food, free drink, lots of fun stuff, trading, and bathrooms. And then on the 30th, at the end of the month, it seems like it's a trade night where, you know, Ty's telling you that she's making it her life mission to make her store the best trade night, the best Topps Rip night that of any of the
stores. And they're going to be all across the country.
All across the country.
So I don't know if I want the best one in LA or I want to do the best one.
Best one in the world.
I think it's really fun that Topps and Fanatics are, you know, doing this kind of different, innovative stuff and like bringing in events. And I know they have a lot of stuff in the pipeline for that I don't know about yet. But last time I was told they were doing exciting stuff, like the next day I got the email about the 30th. So I think that they're going to keep trying to do more stuff. I mean, they're really going to make a push to, like, probably the best thing about what Fanatics is doing is that their mission is to bring new people into the category.
That's it.
And they're going to figure out how to do that. I mean, like, what do they want to do? They want to 10X the category. Like, that's a huge mission. Like, is it possible? I don't know. But, like, I respect the mission. And, you know.
And it sounds like you're doing stuff like putting in a lounge, putting in a basketball court, and a ladies' room, which might help expand the user base for them, which is probably a good thing.
Yeah, we actually, you know, it's interesting. Like, people are, women's soccer, I know. I talked about it earlier.
No, it's all right. This is your thing.
One of the things I collect, not exclusively the thing I collect, but we actually have a lot of people coming in for that now.
That's good.
So we have a team here, Angel City FC. Go Angel City. We're big supporters.
Maybe it's because they can tell you're passionate about it. And they know if they open it, you know, you can educate them on what's good, what's not good. You get the products in. And, you know, I mean, that's a helpful thing for a store.
It's so important. Like, so there's like UEFA Chrome Women's Champions League came out a few weeks ago. But there's not like a Barclays Super League, which is like the Premier League for women. I hope Topps makes cards for it. Because there are a lot of teams that aren't in Champions League,
right?
And a lot of players that people just don't have access to. Like, there's such an opportunity from the traction from the World Cup, because there are so many players that play, you know, in these leagues from the World Cup. And I think that a lot of them play in Barclays, also on teams that weren't included, that are not. I mean, obviously, so many of them are in Barcelona. Like, I think there are 11. They said for Barcelona, if you took, like, you could have a starting 11 from players that played in the finals in the World Cup between the two teams.
Wow.
I think only two of them were in England.
They can make a product of just Barcelona.
They did because they won. So I'm kind of obsessed with that. But no, the leagues overseas are like super competitive. I think actually we're at a little bit of a disadvantage here now, but.
All right, guys. Well, listen, we're going to wrap it up. Well, here's what you learned. If you have a question about soccer cards, women's soccer cards, probably WNBA,
just
do your message. If you are anywhere near this location on the 16th or the 30th, this is where you stop. You're going to get free food. Even if you have no idea how you stumbled upon this podcast, you happen to be in El Segundo and you just, you know, you ate too many tacos and you need to use a restroom, Ty has let you know that they have a good one for you.
So and a plunger.
And a plunger.
Card thank you, Christina.
Card plunger. Thank you, Christina.
Card plunger.
This has been fun. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Cage. I really appreciate it.
Anytime.